Good morning. You guys hear me?
Roger that. Good here.
Well, Commander, this is an honor and a privilege. Thank you for doing this, my friend. This is definitely a great honor for us here.
Certainly mine. I just appreciate the invitation, the opportunity.
Now, we are chatting with the American Legion National Commander, James W. Oxford. He's with us today here on our big broadcast. And the nation's largest veterans organization looks ahead to community coronavirus recovery efforts, new Congress and family assistance. And talk to us about this, my friend.
Well, James, when we think about the American Legion, we're starting our second century of service. But going back to 1919, when the American Legion was founded, they started under the Spanish flu pandemic. And I think that laid the groundwork sort of for where we are today. We're still over 100 years old, but still doing the things that we do and have done for 100 years. The many posts across the country and the American Legion in general has faced the government regulations, the CDC recommendations, our social distancing, our shutdowns. All of those things have affected Legion posts, no doubt, and Legionnaires. But we're still on the job, still doing the things that we do, and still looking after and serving America better. And I'll be happy to talk about some of those specifics if we have time.
Yes, yes, definitely. We have got a tremendous guest with us today. He joins us live here on a broadcast. For more information, we want you to go to legion.org. That's www.legion.org. And you guys have got a tremendous organization over there. The American Legion is the nation's largest veteran service organization with nearly 2 million members and more than 12,000 posts worldwide. Legionnaires are involved in community-based support of veterans, service members, and their families. The American Legion is strongly committed to helping veterans and military families with its outreach programs and lobbying efforts as a new generation of returning veterans reignite and reintegrate into the community. So how has the American Legion adapted to this new environment, my friend?
Well, James, as I mentioned, many Legion posts, they are shut down, but we're still doing things like food drives, like drive-through meals, like telehealth, teleconferences, PPE collection, PPE distribution, Red Cross blood drives, transportation to medical appointments for veterans, those kinds of things. We're still out there, still doing what we can, facing the restrictions because of government regulations.
We have got a just a phenomenal, phenomenal honor today in speaking with a tremendous guest here on our broadcast. Legion.org is the official website. Go over to Legion.org. Among the issues that the American Legion is focused on, of course, suicide prevention. It is estimated that more than 20 veterans a day take their own lives. The American Legion has stepped up its Buddy Check program and encourages all American Legion family members to reach out to veterans that may feel isolated, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. So explain to me a little bit more detail what the Buddy Check program is.
Well, James, if you remember back to the World Wars, there was a term called battle buddies. And we've kind of developed and extended that battle buddy concept. That's the guy in the foxhole next to you that you're worried about, that he's worried about you. So it's a sort of, I got your back buddy thing. But our Buddy Check program, we've tried to enhance and make it a little bit more than that. But the Buddy Check program is veterans contacting other veterans to check on their well-being, to see if they need anything, to see if there can be any assistance, to say, hey, we still love you. We're here. We want to help. And our Buddy Check program is just one of the things that we've tried to use to increase the contact between veterans, even though we're still facing the pandemic.
Legion.org is the official website. Go over to legion.org. So why are the veterans hit hard, especially during an economic downturn?
Well, I think as veterans, if if they are on a fixed income. It's one of those things that they are still they're still facing the social isolation, the inability to a lot of them travel. So it's the things that they're not able to do because of the pandemic that's causing the biggest issues. That they normally spent many years in service, and most of those were prime time years. So it was just a way that they served then. So it's up to us to help them serve now.
That is amazing. We have got a tremendous guest with us today. Bill Oxford joins us here in a broadcast. Check out legion.org. That is the official website. Go over to legion.org. And education is another piece of business that the American Legion created the original GI Bill and continues to advocate for the educational needs of veterans, their families. The American Legion family raises funds and awards millions of dollars annually in scholarships so young people can achieve their educational goals. And we have got a tremendous guest with us today. We are honored to be joined by Bill Oxford. Now, Bill, you've advocated for continuing the GI Bill benefits for those attending schools that have stopped classes for now. Why is that?
Well, that's correct. We cannot blame those veterans for causing the pandemic. They are unfortunately caught up in the COVID crisis, and there are people out there who say those GI Bill benefits should be suspended until on-site classes resume. But our position, those veterans didn't cause this pandemic. They just happened to be a victim of it. But those veterans, they still need rent. They still need food. They still need their medicine. They still need those things that GI Bill is able to provide. We are encouraging, even in spite of many colleges and universities going virtually or online, we are encouraging the VA and DOD to continue those GI Bill benefits.
Why is the American Legion so closely associated with the GI Bill?
Well, the original GI Bill was written on stationery from the Mayflower Hotel by past National Commander Harry Clomber. He wrote it. He crafted it. He created that legislation. And fortunately, Congress had the foresight to enact that legislation, which became the very first GI Bill. Since then, there have been multiple iterations and improvements and versions of the GI Bill because of changing education and veterans population. And the American Legion has been a prime sponsor, a prime mover of each one of those improvements in the GI Bill. So we do have an active hand in the GI Bill and are extremely proud of our part in it.
Got a tremendous topic today, talking about the American Legion. We have great guests with us today. Vietnam War veteran, J.W. Bill Oxford. He was elected national commander of the nearly 2 million member American Legion on August 29th, 2019 in Indianapolis during the organization's 101 National Convention. He has been a member of the nation's largest veterans organization since 1986, which is absolutely amazing. So what are some of the other important issues facing veterans today?
Well, James, I think the most important thing that we need to keep in the forefront is veteran suicides. Veteran suicides, there are still approximately 20 veterans a day committing suicide, and 20 is a travesty. One is a travesty. But when we think about veteran suicides, our Buddy Check program has had an impact on the veteran suicide rate, because that contact with a veteran in a crisis situation could give us one more day, could give us an edge in preventing that tragic act from happening. But our Buddy Check, we think, has continued to reach out to those veterans, and the Buddy Check is part of it. But we need society. And this is veterans. This is every veteran service organization. This is America in general. If you see a veteran in a crisis situation that might even have the thoughts of creating that tragic act in mind, the Veteran Suicide Hotline is 1-800 273-8255. But we can reduce the number of veteran suicides, but we need everybody in America helping us do that.
Well, I will have to say that you are a tremendous speaker. You are a tremendous representation here of what the American Legion is all about. When this is when we're done with this interview, I'm going to get a hold of your producer. I would like to get your email address, because I work with a gentleman by the name of Dan Perkins, who has a veterans organization, and I'd like to get you guys together, because I think that would be a tremendous partnership. So I'm going to get a hold of your producer after this and maybe get your email address. Before we end this interview here, my friend, where can people find more information about the American Legion?
Well, you can start at your local Legion post. They might be shut down, but somebody will typically be there to answer the phone or take a voicemail. But contact your local post. That's the best place to start. If nobody's there, there's a department website. And then if that doesn't work, there's always the National Legion website at www.legion.org. And it's got all of the information, all of the programs, all of the benefits, all of the things that we've talked about. So that would be an ideal place to start.
Fantastic. Well, it's been an honor and a privilege, my friend. And I will be in touch, and have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for your service, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.